Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. You hear that? I've got one. A 15-sided nut for my vacuum cleaner. Listen to it. Majestic power unleashed at long last. Well, I knew that if I kept something away long enough, somebody would send me a 15-sided nut. Actually, as far as I can see, everybody sent me one. I've had one from HMS Osprey, the Royal Naval Engineering College at Plymouth, the Royal Military Engineering School at Chatham. I've had them from Eastbourne, from Oxford, a 14-year-old boy called Chris Collis. In fact, according to the postman, Broadcasting House has been renamed the 15-sided nut house. I've had 3 5-sided nuts welded together, 15-sided nuts made in brass, cardboard, alloy, plastic, the lot. One gentleman didn't know if I'd got the junior or the large economy-sized vacuum cleaner, so he sent me 2 15-sided nuts. Well, thank you all very much indeed. Listen again to the sweet purr of all the smooth engineering that's compressed into Robin's vacuum cleaner as I switch it on again. That's funny. Oh, now what's wrong with a stupid, great, clapped-out, badly-made, left-handed... Start, you clown. Start!
Temper. Well, seems to be Robin's little problem now. Then.
My vacuum cleaner won't work, Mr. Pertwee.
Oh, tell me. Don't tell me that you've lost a 15-sided nut again.
Hang on. I'll have a look.
Well, if our post is anything to go by, you should have plenty of spares.
I know, but they won't help me now.
Why not?
I've lost the 15-sided bolt that the nut screwed onto. Ladies and gentlemen, I've lost the 15-sided bolt off my vacuum cleaner. If any of you happen to have one...
No, not again. Can't again. Stick it across the trout bridge and see what Mr. Murray and Mr. Phillips are up to.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir, but I wondered if you signed all the free travel warrants and leave passes for the crew yet.
Not quite, Mr. Phillips. Incidentally, what's this extra request from Goldstein?
Pardon, sir?
Well, apart from his free travel warrant to Langland Walt Gessley, he also wants 2 postal orders for 2 and 3.
What? Oh, yes, of course, yes. He tries at every leave, sir. He reckons that as the bus he catches at Cardiff doesn't go as far as Campbell's Lesley, he has to hire Di, the horse and cart, to take him the last mile and a half, you see.
I'm only surprised that Goldstein consents to travel on British railways at all.
Well, I doubt if he would, sir, but going all the way to Campbell's Lesley on the tailboard of Di, the horse and cart, is more than even Welsh flesh and blood can stand.
Quite. I see we also have the customary request from Chief Petty Officer Pertwee for a travel warrant covering first-class passage on the Queen Elizabeth to enable him to visit his dear white-haired old mother in New York. I imagine even Pertwee's given up hope this time. There's a P.S. which says, if transport to New York is impossible, 6 tickets for the next Beatles concert will do. Hello, Lieutenant Murray's cabin.
Abel Seaman Johnson here, sir. He wanted on his ship to shore phone.
Oh, right. Who is it?
Captain Povey, sir.
Oh, wrong. Tell him you can't find me.
He anticipated that, sir. He said if I couldn't find you, as he was sure I wouldn't be able to, it didn't matter.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it didn't matter, as it was only to let you know he was on his way over to the ship anyway.
Oh. Well, as we're going on leave, perhaps he's just coming aboard to say goodbye to us.
Very likely, sir. Forever.
That's what I like about this ship. The ever-present mood of unflagging optimism. Come in.
Good morning, sir.
What is it, Pertwee?
Well, it's about my travel warrant, sir. I was wondering if I could leave straight away, sir. See, the Queen Elizabeth sails first thing tomorrow morning, and if I had to get my name down for the deck crates and the bingo, I really ought to know. No?
No.
Oh. Right, well, there's a second-hand banana boat leaving in the afternoon, and I'd say...
No.
Really, Chief, really? Fancy expecting us to believe that one. Mm-hmm.
What one, sir?
Well, about a boat sailing to New York with a second-hand banana.
I say, old chap, I really am most terribly sorry about interrupting and all that.
Not at all, Padre. Are you having trouble?
Oh, none whatsoever. None whatsoever.
In that case, what can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to assure myself that all was going according to plan. As I understand it, the ship's company, Stout Fellows all, go on leave tomorrow at 1200 hours. Hours number 1200. No time.
Yeah, that's correct, Padre, except that in the Navy we don't say hours. Well, what about it?
A happy, happy day for us all. However, I thought it might come to pass that there could be a crush at the appointed time for the multitude to collect their railway warrants. So I thought I might pop in and collect mine from you delightful chaps now. Padre's perks and all that.
Where are you going, Padre?
Canterbury.
You're hoping to bump into the top people, I take it.
Well, actually, I have had a somewhat guarded offer of a three-bed tit from an aunt of mine, a stout lady. A delightful lady. One of the best, so they say. Well, she has somewhat reluctantly offered me this bed sitter free of charge, and I have decided to grab the parish while it's going.
Yeah, very wise. Hang on a moment, Padre. I think your railway warrant has been put on this pile somewhere.
Oh, so kind. Well, not to worry. I'll call back later. Lovely to have seen you, and regards to all. Regards to all.
The awful thing is, he's so nice with it.
Number one, which is more than can be said for some people. What was that, Padre? I don't know, Sybil. Whatever it was, it went that way.
He's absolutely right, sir. I saw it go.
You would. Now, gentlemen, I realize you are supposed to be going on leave tomorrow. Supposed to be?
That's what I said. However, a little something has come up.
Then let's shut it down again, quick.
Well, that's not possible. These are Admiralty orders. However, as long as you complete this task smoothly and efficiently, you could still be back in time to go on leave.
Yes, well, we've had that then, haven't we?
That's what I like about this ship, the ever-present mood of unflagging optimism.
Quite, yes. Well, this is all rather embarrassing, as she is under my command, of course.
Who is that? Mrs. Povey?
Very ridiculous. I'm under her.
I am referring to the destroyer, Misty.
Oh, Commander Stanton's runabout.
Precisely. The main piece, I regret to say, is stuck on the sandbag.
Oh, what a shame. I suppose now she's not so much Commander Stanton's runabout as his run aground.
Clarence Murray, this is not the laughing matter.
I rather gathered by everyone else's faces that it was.
You are to put to sea at once and tow her off. You may even find that you have to tow her all the way back. At present, we don't know what damage has been done.
For sure, that's bad navigation, of course. Now, whoever he was, he just can't have been concentrating. Either that, or he's just not up to it. Hardly surprising, really. I mean, the way they rush these chaps through these days. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
Mr. Phillips.
Sir?
Before you say any more, may I remind you how often Makepeace has had to tow you off sandbank?
Oh, yes, well, that wasn't the same. In our case, it was just bad luck.
Always got an answer, isn't he? Now, here are the charts showing where Makepeace is. It shouldn't take you more than a couple of hours to get there, so get on with it.
But what's all the rush? I mean, why not wait until some other ship is available, eh? I mean, Commander Stanton may like it if the fish in there is good.
Oh, he may well indeed, but Admiralty doesn't like Makepeace there. You may not believe this, Padre, but their lordships get terribly fussed when they hear one of their pretty little boats is stuck on the top of a lot of sand.
Yes, I've noticed that in the past. Panicky lot.
Well, look here, I'm not going to argue with you. Now, put to sea and tow Makepeace off. Now.
Up on the bridge, gentlemen. I think he means it.
Now then, let's see. By due reckoning, a line for summertime at peak hours and an hour in the month, which is only 31, notwithstanding a full moon on the south side and Gemini on the north side, if Taurus the Bull isn't watching, I say that, give or take a Sagittarius, what we need now is a lump of the old, left hand down a bit.
Lump of the old left hand down a bit, it is, sir.
No sign of Makepeace yet. Well, according to my chart...
Oh, blimey.
Do you mind? According to my chart... Now, let me see. Now, yes, the Beatles have got to number 4. wrong chart. And Makepeace should be to starboard.
Yeah, I'll check with Goldstein.
Starboard, look out here. Leading seaman Goldstein chatting. Now what?
No, sorry to intrude, Goldstein, but any sign of Makepeace?
Of course not. If there had been, I'd have buzzed, wouldn't I?
Oh, well, yes, I realize that.
Do you think there's somebody else aboard, somebody English, for instance, who can do this stinking job in all weathers better than leading seaman Goldstein? He's blooming welcome to it, sir.
No, we've no complaints.
I'm glad to hear it. And in that case, sir, I can't see how you'd have the nerve to quibble about my two post-lauders for 2 and 3 pence.
Oh, no. Just a minute.
Hardly a golden handshake, is it? But a small incentive as a reward for work well done, I call it.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. Very well, Goldstein. If need be, I'll give you the 4 and 6 pence myself.
Accept it, sir. And by a strange coincidence, sir, Makepeace on the starboard side, sir. Slightly astern, sir.
Astern? What do you mean you've gone past, sir?
Well, don't blame me. If you'd offered to cop up my 4 and 6 earlier, I'd have told you about Makepeace earlier. There.
Hello, Goldstein. Hello.
And dying West 4 and the Tanner.
Right. Now, for goodness sake, let's get back to Makepeace and tow her off. The sooner she's afloat, the sooner we can get back and go on leave.
Come in.
Captain Percy, sir, there's just one question I'd like to ask you.
Yes, Francis.
Where are they? What have you done with them? Where did they go? How long will they be? Why did you send them in the first place? And whose idea was it? Don't answer that, I can guess. You knew perfectly well they were going on leave, and yet you deliberately sent those gallant men to their doom.
I haven't done anything.
I like his story. Well, I intend to find out the truth. I'm not going to let it rest here, you know. It's not just the leave of the 120 men aboard you've messed up, you know. It's mine as well. Somehow, you must have found out that Mr. Phillips and I were going on leave together.
Where are you now?
To my parents' home. So you can take that murky look off your face and the thought behind it. I could hope you weren't.
Francis.
Sir?
Trusbridge will be back in time to go on leave.
Well, I don't care. Oh. Can I get you another cup of coffee, sir?
Something well can't.
Whoever that is, welcome. Captain Purvis' office?
Admiralty here. This is intelligence speaking.
Oh, yes. That's Able Seaman Bright, isn't it?
Yes. And you know what they say about me?
Bright by name and bright by nature?
No, that's not what they say about me. Is Captain Povey there, please? Commander Bracewell wants a word.
One moment, please. Commander Bracewell for you, sir.
Oh, dear. Captain Povey,
Bracewell here, old man. My word, nobody could call you the lucky boy, could they? Head first into the muck every time, what?
What are you talking about? What happened?
Ah, I thought you couldn't have seen the signals yet. You sound too perky. They're about Makepeace, old man. Sarkwitz got one all right, and Makepeace is afloat again.
Well, what's all the fuss about?
In getting Makepeace off... Trumpridge went to ground.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Makes you weep, doesn't it? Makepeace is attempting to tow Trumpridge off now. If she succeeds, I expect they'll both come back claiming salvage money at the top of their voices. My God, I'm glad I'm not in your shoes, Bobby. This one's going to be a real bonfire night of rockets before it's finished, and they're all coming your way, Bobby. They're all coming your way.
Orders are secured from Makepeace, sir.
Right.
Found the siren, Mr. Phillips?
Aye, aye, sir. Found the, Hey, that's funny. Where's the switch gone? He was here a minute ago.
A minute ago, sir. You hadn't hung your hat on it.
What? Oh, I'm right, you are. Siren sounded, sir.
Not having cloth ears, I rather gather.
My piece is catching the strain, sir.
Good show. She'll soon have us off.
My piece is going to start, sir.
Hey, that hawser is getting terribly tight.
Yeah, and we're not moving.
And neither is my piece now, sir. She's churning up the water lot now, but she's not getting anywhere. Yeah, well, the hawser has taught us that. I hope she don't stop her engines or anything, Mott. Look out. She has stopped her engine. Tell me, aground alongside of it.
Ahoy, Commander Staunton, sir. Nice of you to drop in.
Yes, yes, wasn't it, old brute? Not that we meant to, but we didn't have much choice. My word, we didn't half go, did we? Must have done 50 knots at least.
What do we do now that we're both aground, sir?
You? Get the rods out and start fishing, of course. What stupid questions you do ask at times.
Well, nothing for us, I suppose we'll just have to radio Captain Purvey at Portsmouth and ask for assistance.
Oh, that's a signal that'll go down well.
Yes. But I don't see any alternative.
Hey? It couldn't be. It is. One alternative steaming up to his fast, sir. It's Nunky and his tug.
What?
Good gracious, so it is. Now, how the blazes did Mr. Ebenezer Pertwee, grand old layabout of the sea, know about this, I wonder?
Well, it's a pure blind coincidence, and obviously he was just out for a bit of a tug about, and he spotted our delicate predicament again. He spotted our delicate predicament. Spotted this mess, sir. And he's come to help us off out of the kindness of his heart.
At a price, of course.
Oh, of course.
Hi there, Sir Grinch.
Yeah, what is it, Commander Staunton?
Get rid of that idiot in the tug, can't you? If he keeps churning up the water like that, there won't be a fish between here and Hong Kong.
He's come to tow us off, sir.
That's it. Hey, go away, you bounder. Shoo, go on, mind my line. Oh. Yeah, well, that's it then, isn't it? He might as well tow us off now. Hello, you lot. You've done it this time, haven't you? Oh, dear, what a big breakfast. What's it worth to get you out of this lot?
We'll pay your usual terms, through the nose and cash down.
Fair enough. And what about Makepeace? How about reducing the price for quantity, Nunky? Tell you what, I'll tow Makepeace off for half price.
Very well, Mr. Pertwee. Agreed. Carry on.
It's a shame to take your money.
Oh, Dad, I've never known him do anything cut price before. Do you think there's a catch?
I'm flaming sure there is. I can't think what it is.
That's for half price. He'll only tow Makepeace half off.
Tow me, so that's it.
What?
The stupid great clown. He'll never do it.
Do what?
He's got the oars on Makepeace as well, sir. The great nit is going to try and tow us both off together.
Lummy, he'll pull his front end off.
Yeah, nasty.
We've got to stop him.
Nunky, you old fool. You'll never do it. Let go one of those oars. You mind your own business. Here we go.
Lummy, I don't think I can look.
Neither can I, but I'm going to.
Nunky's catching the strain.
Lummy, look at those two hawsers. Nunky looks as if he's on the end of a catapult. He was on the end of a catapult.
Tell me. And then there were three. Look at him. The jam in the sandwich. The ground between us and Makepeace.
Yes, jolly neat, though. Beautifully parked.
You stupid little morons, look what you've done to my tug. It's 2 foot longer and 6 inches narrower. I'll sue the lot of you for this.
Funny how quickly he gets upset. Send a signal to Captain Purvey, Chief. Slight assistance required rather urgently.
Aye, aye, then.
Good morning, Renton.
I fail to see anything good about this morning, Captain Purvis, sir. I've just been round to the docks and Troutbridge still hasn't returned.
No, this is hardly mine.
Time has run out, you know. You do realize that it was at 1200 today. My poor, sweet plot of a fiancé and I were supposed to go on leave. And that now it is 5 minutes past.
Then, Chasen, I've just had about enough.
You've had enough. You've had enough. That's rich. What about me? What about my parents? What about my poor, empty-headed fiancé? Sitting out there on all that nasty, wet sand. We don't matter, I suppose. Oh, no, we're expendable. We have no feelings, only the great Captain Povey's.
Brent Jason, will you shut up long enough to look through that window? Troutbridge, Makepeace, and the Naval Rescue Tug are steaming in now.
What? Oh, don't they look pretty?
No, they something won't tell. Hello, Captain Povey speaking.
Good afternoon. Lovely day.
Good afternoon. What? Who is that?
Trinity House. Mr. Bert Tiddy speaking. Have you had one of your destroyers in a frigate called Troutbridge sitting on a sandbank lately?
Oh, well, if you must know, yes, we have. But they're afloat again now.
Ah, we gathered that. On our way out, your destroyer Makepeace cut the anchor chains on our lightship guarding that sandbank. So the lightship sort of drifted off, like. Not having no engine to stop herself so doing. Then Makepeace ran aground on the way back because there was no lightship to mark the sandbank.
You mean it was a do-it-yourself job?
Exactly. Whilst our lightship was sort of quietly drifting, like, she picked up a gentleman in a lifebelt by the name of Mr. Ebenezer Pertwee. He reckoned he'd been towed off the sandbank, and then 10 minutes later, his tug sank. He also reckoned he's going to sue everybody, including you, us, and Mr. Marple.
Yeah. Well, he usually does. Well, what can we do for you, Mr. Tiddy?
Oh, well, our lightship is stuck on a sandbank. Could you send someone to tow her off, please?
I'd rather not. Believe you me, I'd rather not.
Oh, come on, darling.
Just coming, darling.
Hurry, darling.
Just saying goodbye to the chaps, darling.
We'll miss our train, darling. We shall be late getting to my parents, darling.
Jolly good, darling.
What?
I mean, just coming, darling.
Oh, better move on, Mr. Phillips. You're blocking the gangway.
What?
Who came one, Mr. Murray, sir? Well, we'll never get ashore.
Now, just a minute. Don't you go, Ah!
Hello, darling.
Welcome ashore, darling. Now, come on, or we'll miss our train.
Then let's, darling. I'm ready when you are, darling.
Pardon?
Have not. So long, darling. Cheerio, you chap.
Cheerio, Mr. Phillips.
Good afternoon. Enjoy your leave. Sorry, pardon, darling. Why don't I let you carry my bag? Why don't you carry me and drop your bag?
That's it.
And the best of luck to him.
I know what you mean, yes.
Ah, Lieutenant Queen, where are you spending your leave?
Well, that's the point. I mean, I'm supposed to be going to my brother's, but where I'll end up is anybody's guess. I mean, I wouldn't like to bet on it. If anybody wanted to bet on it, that is. Up to now, nobody has, but... if they did, I wouldn't like to bet on it. My brother has this radio shop, you understand, and I said I'd give him a bit of a hand. But, no, not that I know the first thing about it, but neither does he, so we should get along famously.
Yeah, I'm sure I know that shop.
Yes, he's got this wee lad who knows all about the mechanical gubbins or whatever they are inside these radio and TV sets, you know. Unfortunately, he's not been to work for a while. No, his mother made some homemade pickle to put in his sandwiches. It seems to have proved a sight too powerful for the lad. An hour after he'd eaten them, he sort of vanished, as you might say. He pops out occasionally, but never for long. I mean, he might just about have time to change a valve, but he'd never be about long enough for his soldering iron to heat up at all. So it's a great shame. He's got a lovely speaking voice, too. Lovely. Not that he's said anything for days. Except help occasionally. We'll get by. We'll get by.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Yes.
See you aboard when we get back.
Oh, you will that. You will that. If I'm there, of course.
Mr. Marita.
Oh, yes. Goldstein, you're 4 and 6.
Much obliged, sir. Oh, and if you're ever near Slumbergetley during your leave, I hope you'll look me down.
Down?
In the mine, of course. That's where I'll be working. I mean, you don't think I can live on the ludicrous pittance the English pay me for this job, do you?
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll enjoy every minute of it. Send me a Welsh nut.
If I do, put it on your fire. Burn for hours, it will. Lovely quality, none better. Well, ta-da, must go, and if my train is late and keeps Di the awesome cart waiting the other end, I'm still in British Railways.
Well, I'll give you a lift to the station, if you like. That's my taxi over there.
Much obliged, sir.
Cheerio, Chief. Don't flog the ship before we get back, will you?
Are you kidding, sir? Why, after what we've done to her. Hello, Johnson. What are you waiting for?
My mum in.
Your mum in?
Yes. She said she was going to come and meet me this time to make sure I didn't go soft and bring you home with me again.
Pity now, how unkind. I mean, you haven't even invited me, have you?
No. I didn't invite you home for me last 8 days, but you were there just the same, weren't you?
Yeah, I do seem to recall dropping in for a cup of tea.
Yeah, and staying 2 months.
Well, you know I can't drink tea when it's hot.
After your visit, my mum Min had to move before the neighbours got her evicted.
No, it doesn't look as if your mum Min's got to turn up, does he?
No, I expect she's lost her way. She usually does.
Yeah, well, look, let's stroll gently together down the station, eh? We'll probably meet her on the way.
Yeah, right there, Chief.
And No. I'll give you an hand with your gear.
Oh, that's very nice of you. No, oh, wait, thank you. I'm not moving.
Now, come on this way, Johnson. Come walk here to the station with John.
No, I don't want to. I know what's going to happen. When we get to the station, you'll get on the train with me, and that'll be that, won't it? In 2 months, my mum Min will have to move again.
Yeah, and I know just the place. A relative of mine has a derequisition listener on Romney Marsh.
All right. You may as well come with me. This way, my mum Min will at least know when you're going to turn up.
Your gracious invitation's accepted, Johnson, the old mate. After you. Come on, Fatso. Here, does your mum Min still make floggle toggle cake? Remind me to ask you for the recipe. Come on, get a move on, Fatso, for keeping your mum Min.